Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, across America. It's really a great evening and glad to have you back. It's Tuesday. You're listening to Connecting the Dots with your host, Frosty Wooldridge. This is your top spot for down-to-earth information on how America is being affected by national political choices. Again, this evening, you're invited to perk your ears, get out a pencil and paper, and enjoy another rendition of Connecting the Dots. And for your special treat, this coming Thursday, just 2 days from now, the next show will feature the Minuteman founder, co-founder, Chris Simcox. And you can go to www.minutemanhq.com for the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. I am a member, and I know Chris Simcox personally. I regard him highly as a tremendous patriot. And Thursday's show will feature Chris Simcox, and he'll be going over a lot of the things that the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps is doing right now in your state, in my state, down on the border. And again, one of the great, great patriots, another Paul Revere, another Thomas Jefferson, another Ethan Allen, another Ben Franklin, all those roll into one. Chris Simcox is a man of action, so we're going to have him on Thursday's show, so make sure you're around to hear him and get some ideas. Now, at the bottom of the hour, we'll be taking questions here this evening by calling 1-800-313-9443. Hold those calls until the bottom of the hour, or email me at frostyw@juno.com. Not only will my guests provoke your thoughts, they will inspire you to action. Also, make sure you go to these websites, www.firecoalition.com with Jason Mrocek. He is really taking huge action. And for those of you who want to really report illegal aliens that are working, wehirealiens.com. Wehirealiens.com. Taking more and more action out there. Go to numbersusa.com with Roy Beck. Remember that this Friday I will be speaking in Washington, D.C. with Up with the People. You can go to the Hilton Alexandria Mark Center at 5000 Seminary Road in Alexandria, Virginia, and I will be speaking there that evening this Friday, March the 30th, also at the International Rotary on June the 19th in Salt Palace at Salt Lake City, Utah, and thus far in Kansas City on July the 25th and 26th. So make sure you're there, be a part of it. And I'll be giving my program, The Coming Population Crisis in America, and what you can do about it. Make sure you go to www.thesocialcontract.com and become a member and or a patron, and or make sure you buy the Social Contract Quarterly. It's $25. You will not get more information anywhere in the United States concerning what is happening to the United States. Dr. Tanton, the publisher, and all the staff there are exceptional and bring you the greatest and best writers around the country. Also, make sure you go to fairus.org. That's Federation for American Immigration Reform, and they are taking great action. fairus.org. Also in North Carolina, Alipac, alipac.us with William Gein. And out in California, caringcapacity.org. Make sure you check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. We'll be right back after this short break. See you on the flip side.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. This is, of course, Tuesday night, and we have a very special guest this evening. But before we get to my guest, a man I've known for quite a few years now, a writer, a patriot, a man of a great amount of information, and certainly living right in the middle of the belly of the beast. But before we get to him, I'd like to finish up some of the things that we got to make sure we know about. CaringCapacity.org is another great organization. David Durham works it out there in Los Angeles, or I think in California. Make sure you go there and check it out. And for those of you who know about the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride, .us, make sure if you'd like any of our T-shirts, they're $15, and that's including the postage, which is like $4 to send it to you. Send into my website, frostywildridge.com, and you'll see the great Stop Illegal Immigration on the front and the fantastic logo of the Paul Revere Ride from the summer of 2006, 20,000 miles, 48 states, 48 capitals, and 95 television interviews. It was a great summer. If you'd like one of those T-shirts to support the ride and all the costs of it, which was about $100,000, then would love to show you the T-shirt. State your size and just send a check or money order for a Paul Revere Ride T-shirt. It is a beautiful T-shirt. I wear it all the time, and I guarantee you it will cause all sorts of discussion at the bank line, in the movies, at the rec center, down the mall, you name it. You'll have a good time with your 21st Century Paul Revere Ride T-shirt, and it is quite handsome. Also, if you have any questions or any concerns, go to my website, frostywildridge.com, and please check out where I write biweekly for newswithviews.com. Morty'sCabin.com, Rince.com, FederalObserver.com, OpEdNews.com, which is a liberal website, AmericanChronicle.com, AmericanDaily.com, you name it. I'm writing for all of these because I have a series, ladies and gentlemen, called The Next Added 100 Americans. You will find what we face as a civilization, as a culture, a language, and a nation from adding 100 million people by 2040, which is a mere 33 years from now. I've covered 26 aspects of that crisis we face, our children face, and as I've said many times in the past, the more extreme our numbers, the more extreme our children's consequences. And finally, for announcements, before we get to our guest, Monday, I announced the trucker boycott of April the 23rd, 24th, and 25th across the nation, certainly the four border states where truckers are going to be encouraged to boycott, not drive those trucks, and across the nation to drive their trucks and circle the capitals of all the 48 states in the lower 48. You can go to the website SaveAmericaFund.com. Save, S-A-V-E, America, F-U-N-D.com. SaveAmericaFund.com, all one word. That will be up tomorrow. Information will be there. I'm also going to be on, hopefully, www.700WLW.com with Steve Summers, one of the big trucking radio show announcers, and hopefully get a lot of PR from that. Also, Wanda Pitey is really working this thing. Wanda at RenegadeEffects.com. That's RenegadeEffects.com. Wanda, RenegadeEffects.com. And that trucker boycott could be really huge, could be, expects to be. It's going to be also coordinated with Chris Simcox and all the radio announcers put their feet to the fire in Washington, D.C., on April the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, and some of the great radio announcers across the nation are going to be there in Washington, D.C. for that, and we'd love to see you become a part of it. Get this out to all the chat rooms, and I wrote for the News with Views this past Monday, which is still up, the trucker boycott, and make sure you check it out because it's going to be huge, and we're looking at making some pretty big impact and see who can spit furthest, because if the President of the United States can keep spitting on American truckers and American workers that have jobs that they've been doing for the last 231 years, I'll bet you the truckers, and I'm one of them at one point in my life for 24 years, I'll bet you we can spit a little further over to the next pasture when it comes to the spitting contest with a politician. And finally, this quote is, I appreciate and give it each week, no man in the wrong can stand up against a man in the right that keeps on a-coming. That was from the Texas Rangers Captain McDonald. And that, my friends, is what we need to do as a nation, as a culture, as a people, and as a spirit of the American way of life. And this evening, I'm proud to bring to you Mr. Byron Slater. He's a man I respect highly. I've known for quite a few years now. We've attended conferences in Washington, D.C. I've seen him out there in California. He has, of course, been a great mentor. He's an activist. He's part of NumbersUSA.com. And he brings a solid understanding of what this nation faces as to overpopulation and immigration. So this evening, I really want to welcome him. Thanks for coming on the show, Byron, and we really appreciate your being a guest tonight.
Well, I'm honored to be on your program. I'm not sure I can live up to that wonderful introduction, but you know, I was just thinking as you were talking about these Mexican truckers. You know, it's almost 15 years ago that Ross Perot announced the giant sucking sound, and one of the things that he, of course, he opposed NAFTA vehemently. And I can remember saying the very thing that was going to happen, and now it's happened, that the Mexican truckers were going to come over, and they were going to eat the lunch of our hardworking truckers and Teamsters. And it's come to pass. And so much that we've predicted, that you're predicting, population explosion, it's going to happen. And people just... I just think they don't believe it. But all the things that we said about NAFTA have come true. And what's worse, it's going to erase the border. We're going to have they want the greedy globalists want to simply erase the border. And I got to thinking last night that instead of Mexico, we ought to be talking about Mexico, the mooch, because that's what they are. they are dumping their unskilled workers in our country, hundreds and hundreds of thousands, literally every day, probably 30,000 a day, but you know, we've got we may have as many as 30 million illegal aliens. In fact, I was just listening to CNN a minute ago, and they're saying that there are 600,000 fugitive illegal aliens in the country today. Then they can't find them, and these are people that have been ordered deported.
Yeah, that's correct, Byron. In fact, Lou Dobbs came out, and the total of number is 630,000 convicted, or these are absconders from justice, and they're wandering around the United States of America right now in criminal violation of our federal laws.
And yet, can you believe that here is Luis Gutierrez and Jeff Flake that are proposing a bill that is probably even worse than McKennedy from last year, from the last session, and 700 pages, and he talks to, I saw him on Lou Dobbs, and he's saying, well, we have triggers. And Dobbs said, well, what triggers are you talking about? Well, we have biometric cards. You know, this is just crazy.
That's like giving a biometric card withdrawal account to a bank robber.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but, we've got triggers here. Yeah, biometric account. Oh, yeah, okay, then let's see. And he just, the bank robber simply walks up to the teller and says, okay, I've got a biometric account here. I want you to fulfill it, as he points a gun right to the teller.
Well,
you know,
but you're laughing, but it just isn't funny.
Well, yeah, it's not funny at all.
The sad thing is that we don't know, in fact, who's coming across that border. We have no idea. Well, we do know that there are Middle Easterners coming across because they found Korans and prayer rugs. And I mean, this country is in grave danger. And I feel something like when I'm going to go to Washington next month, and they're sitting there like Nero fiddling while Rome burns. And the president simply seems oblivious to this argument that there are only people who are doing jobs that Americans won't do. Well, you know, they want to paint the image of the itinerant farm worker, the stoop labor, the guys that were coming under the Bracero program. Well, these are supposedly the same people. But the fact is, go to any subdivision that's being built and see what language is being spoken as they nail down the roof, and what language is being spoken when they put up the drywall or the plumbing or the electrical. The fact is that they have taken many jobs that Americans were doing, and they're doing them for a third of the wages or less.
Right. Well, and let's really clarify that they're working at slave wages, and the fact that they're living 20 to a trailer, 15 to 20 to a two or three bedroom house. They're parking their cars all over the front garage and the front yard. This is not any situation where they're just doing jobs Americans won't do. They're now moving into every job that every American's done. Byron, we're going to be right back after this commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. See you on the flip side.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Connecting the Dots. It's a Tuesday night, and we've got the good, we've got the bad, and we've got the ugly. And the ugly is, of course, that the United States is being invaded by a foreign country down to the south. And even worse, if you could have the good, bad, the ugly, and the worst, our own President Bush has watched at least 10 million illegal aliens, most of them, 90% of them or 85% of them, come across the U.S. borders. Child molesters, I mean drug smugglers, people smugglers, sex smugglers, female child, you name it. This president has allowed over 10 million illegal aliens to come into the United States of America, and they could be running on their Koran, they could be running on their prayer rugs, and they've come into this country with no good on their minds, and yet this president keeps saying that they're doing the jobs that American citizens won't do, and now, of course, he's inviting all these Mexican truckers who have an average education of sixth grade. And my guest, Byron Slater, has just said that we are facing the gravest, the greatest crisis that America's ever faced. And, Byron, how come you and I see this thing? Men like Chris Simcox see it, Tom Tancredo sees it, Governor Lamb sees it on the other side of the aisle there, and others across the nation, Lou Dobbs sees it. Why doesn't the collective consciousness of America see it or understand it?
Well, I think most people do understand it. They certainly understand that an open border is a very dangerous thing. Every poll you read, it's in the high 70s for a stronger border control. But you see, we're up against the greedy globalists, and they're making billions on these people. You have three distinct constituencies that are pushing for the open border people. Number one, you have the people who hire them at slave wages. Number two, you have the politicians, particularly in the Democrat Party, because they see that the moment these people become citizens, and this idea of a guest worker is, it's a joke. They're not going home.
That's right.
I mean, they want them as voters. And number three, you have the labor unions, particularly, the unions are so different today than what they were 30, 40, 50 years ago. These are mostly unskilled service workers. In fact, the largest union in the United States is the SIU, Service Employees International Union. And these are janitors.
Janitors, exactly. They're janitors.
They want these illegal aliens to come over, but now maybe there's a monkey wrench. All of a sudden, the unions are starting to say, but we want them to work at fair wages. Well, that defeats the whole purpose of the greedy employer. And you know what's worse? I was reading an article in the San Diego Union, I believe it was, I think it was last weekend, and I'm sorry I don't have the article in front of me, but a lady who lives in Los Angeles, who is a landscape architect, and she's one of the best in the country, and she's done all the landscaping for these multi-mansions of these, fabulous movie star homes, and all of a sudden now she's losing jobs because she can't compete with other landscapers who are using illegal alien labor. And so she comes in with a higher bid, but that's happening all over. It's happening with roofing contractors. It's happening with plumbers. It's happening in every facet that we can see where people come into your home and work. They're coming in, they're illegals, and many of them don't even pay taxes. They work under the table.
That's
they're
correct.
Paid in cash. They never pay tax, and the employers never pay into the workman's compensation, and that's why other employers have to pay more. And on top of it, their relatives go into the emergency wards, and 59 emergency and urgent care facilities in Southern California closed last year. Now,
what happens
when that golden hour comes, you have a heart attack, and you can't get in because it's full of people with runny noses. And you know, the worst thing is that a woman comes in and she's about to have a baby, but she has known that that baby's been coming for 9 months. Is that an emergency? And then when his little feet hit the table, he is an instant citizen. And then at that point, we now take over all of the expenses for the family. He becomes the biggest welfare recipient in the country. And yet an American woman goes in, they'll push her out on the street before they'll let her have her baby. Two-thirds of all the babies born at the largest general hospital in America, Los Angeles County General, were to illegal aliens, and I just heard the same figure for Parkman Hospital in Dallas.
In Texas, right.
And so, we're not only letting these people come in, but we are giving them legal status for their children, who then, are you going to send a Mexican back to Mexico when his children are U.S. citizens? I think that's going to be a real stumbling point, because I'm not sure that our government has the stomach to do it.
Well, of course they don't have the stomach to do it, and I'd like to have the listeners out there understand that we're talking 380,000 anchor babies per year across the United States, and it's getting worse, and it's going to top 400,000 here within a very short amount of time. And my latest figures on that, Byron, are the fact that these children, the average birth anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000 to be born in an American hospital, paid by you, the American taxpayer. And then, of course, K through 12, you pay for that child also. And as you said, Byron, These children and these illegals do not pay taxes, and in fact, it's the second largest underground economy in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Byron Slater here on Connecting the Dots. See you on the flip side of these commercial breaks. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Connecting the Dots. I'm talking to my guest this evening, Byron Slater. He's a writer. He's an activist. He's a man I have a high regard for because he's a heck of a writer. And when he writes something, you can depend on it, bringing out the points, the facts, the figures, and all that we face. And as he said earlier in the hour, this country is facing the greatest crisis, and I've said this before, we are facing the greatest crisis to our nation since the Civil War. And yet, we have globalists and one-world order people and elitists and corporations who think it's just okay to add another 100 million people to this country, as well as the 70 million of out of that 100 will be from foreign third-world countries. And, of course, anyone in their right mind would appreciate that we're really headed down a really nasty path that has been headed down by the Roman Empire, by Easter Island, by the Mayan civilization, and certainly by France in current 21st century, along with Holland, Belgium, and Great Britain. And I ask you this, Byron, how come people, when they know this stuff, they understand this stuff, they see it, they're uneasy about it, yet they just sit back, watch, wait, and listen, and don't do anything?
Well, a lot of people are doing something, and you're right, they can do more, but let me just touch on another case, and then I'm going to blend it into where I think it's going. This case of the two Border Patrol agents in El Paso, Texas, Jose...
Campion and Ramos.
Campion and Ramos, is one of the absolute most egregious miscarriages of justice I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
I have in front of me, in fact, if anyone wants it, I'll be happy to send it to them. I have a reprint of a special order speech that was given last week by Dana Rohrabacher, and he goes over the entire case. And I truly, truly believe that these two agents and the deputy sheriff, Hernandez, have been railroaded by Johnny Sutton, and I can't for the life of me think of why, other than I have no proof, but are they in the pockets of the drug lords? I wonder about that.
Well, why not? And Alberto Gonzalez, of course, is a La Raza advocate. And Alberto Gonzalez is the Attorney General of the United States. Maybe this all does kind of fit together, and they're all fit together at the hip.
Yeah, well, you see, what I'm wondering, there are billions and billions of dollars at stake in the drug cartels that are operating in Mexico. And as you know, Mexico is the most corrupt country in the world. Just 23 miles from my home, in Tijuana, they have lost 7 or 8 deputy sheriffs that have been murdered by the drug cartel. And I'm wondering if that isn't seeping over the border into our country. If that's the case, boy, we really have some serious problems. And if it comes out that these federal agents are corrupted, oh my God, this is just the worst thing that I can even possibly imagine.
Well, I agree with that very much, though, Byron, because I wrote about it in my book, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion: Deadly Consequences, that corruption becomes a mechanism by which a third world country operates, and in Mexico, the corruption is embedded. It's so deep, it's enculturated in the people, and you better believe that they simply operate as it is a normalcy for them. It's normal for them, and so as they come into our country, I called it third world momentum. And third world momentum is simply the way corruption moves through a third world country, where the high class stays the high class and crushes the low class, and they don't care how bad it is down below as long as they're on top. And now you see it moving very quickly here into the United States, because we've got 20 million at least illegal aliens, and certainly 12 million plus Mexicans are those illegal aliens, along with Central and Southern South Americans. So obviously that kind of a number is going to embed a lot of corruption.
And they're bringing their corrupt culture into our country, as well as diseases. You know, there are awful, horrible diseases that are nobody's talking about them. Tuberculosis was cured in this country. Well, it's back.
And, it's back in a big way. 16,000 new cases in the last 5 years.
Exactly. I mean, this is just it. From every aspect, this invasion of our country is destroying and will destroy, certainly, first the middle class. Well, first, I imagine, entry-level workers and you can see what's happened with the black population in Los Angeles.
Oh, they're getting killed.
Taken over Watts.
Yeah. The black population is getting killed. You can listen to Terry Anderson, a friend of mine who's a black activist in radio, and you can go to the terryandersonshow.com. And I mean, Terry Anderson is outstanding. He is he's a warrior, and he just tells it like it is. Black America is just getting slammed by these illegal alien invaders.
Absolutely. And you know, I heard you talking about Washington. I hope that all your listeners are thinking about if they can possibly manage to come to Washington April 21st through the 26th, when we'll be holding their feet to the fire. I've been with Roger on 8 of his 12 trips. We've gone every single year, not always on immigration, but we've gone there and walked the halls of Congress, and I can tell you it's the most satisfying thing in the world to stand in front of a staffer of one of these liberal congressmen, and they said, "You mean you paid your own way to come here?" They can't believe it. And yes, a lot of people will have, I believe now we have 30, I heard today there are 34 talk show hosts from 28 states that are going to be broadcasting from Washington, and many of them are bringing their own members of their audience to Washington. I hope D.A. King is going to do a protest in front of the White House in Lafayette Park. I just hope that your listeners can make it a point. If we can, I believe we can get 2,000 people there, maybe more. And if we can make enough noise, maybe they'll start listening to us and realize. And I really do believe that the American people, many of them, have been calling the White House, have been calling their congresspeople, and demanding that we seal the borders first, and if they can keep that up, we held the bill off last year.
That's correct.
There's no question that activists in this country who expressed their outrage at what's happening held off the amnesty. Now, if we don't do it again, and I think there's a good chance this bill that Gutierrez and Jeff Flake,
Senate Bill 9, I think it is,
is a disaster.
It's a total disaster. Again, I think it's even worse than Senate Bill 2611, because again, they want to jump immigration legally from 1 million a year to 2 million per year, give amnesty to anywhere from 20 to 28 or 30 million illegal aliens. And these are people who have no intention of being invested in the American way of life, our language, our culture. And in fact, they would rather continue the way they are so that they can keep making illicit money with no taxes and then keep using all of our schools, our prisons, and our hospitals. So, yeah, this bill is a nightmare, and of course I've questioned it in the past, and no one's coming up with any decent answers.
If it goes through, it's the end of our country as we know it.
That's correct.
It's we're down the road. It will. We're telling the world, just come on in. If you can get across our border, you're home free. And you know there are billions of people that are poorer than the people in Mexico.
Oh,
so Mexico is really one of the affluent countries of the third world.
Oh.
Can you imagine when half of Africa comes here, or China? Oh my gosh!
Or India? Yeah. As a matter of fact, the average Mexican is better off than well over a billion other human beings on the planet. And as I've said before, and you have also said, we cannot be the lifeboat for the world's poor and dispossessed. Anyone who's seen Roy Beck's video, "Immigration by the Numbers," shows you that those people in those countries need to take care of their own countries. When they're born there, they literally are forced to deal with their lives in their own countries because there's no way that the United States can take on another 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 billion or 2 billion people on the planet to save the rest of the planet. We can't save the rest of the world, but we can sure destroy our own country in the process of trying to take on the millions that we are right now. And it's just not tenable, Byron.
Absolutely. We're already short of water in the Southwest. We're paving over arable land. There's gridlock on the highways. Our jails, schools, and hospitals are jammed to the gills. Can you imagine a tripling our population? It's going to happen in this century. You and I won't be here, but I care about the future of America. I care about my grandchildren, and we cannot do this to them. I get apoplectic. I've just become so furious at and I can't believe that George Bush. I have a lot of friends. Most of my children are pretty liberal, and I.
but where'd you go wrong?
Yeah, exactly. But they think that Bush is an idiot. He's not an idiot. The man has an MBA from Harvard. This is not a stupid man, but he's acting stupidly.
Yeah, he's a clever man for sure.
But
well,
that's
you
right.
Think he understands now? Since he has an MBA from Harvard and he has a C minus average from Yale and a BA, I'd be curious. You in California are going to grow from your current, and you came from 15 million back in 1965 to your current 37.5 million, according
we'll
to population.
50 million by mid-century.
Right. You're going to have, by the figures show you're going to have 79.1 million by 2050, which is 43 years from now.
That's worse than I thought it was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got the figures right here. It's the Fogel and Martin 2006 March U.S. population projections. Anybody can check it out. Go to fairus.org. You can get that figure. California is going to grow to 37 million to 79.1 million. Give me a scenario of what it's going to be like in California with 79.1 million people, Byron.
Well, I can tell you if you've been to Los Angeles, don't just go to Westwood and Beverly Hills. Go to the other side of town. It's Mexico City. They don't speak English there. Do you know that Los Angeles has the largest Mexican population outside of Mexico in the world?
I was there last summer. I saw it. I'm very much aware of it. The Koreans are Korea. The Vietnamese are Vietnamese. And they're all separate. They're all enclave. The Mexicans are nothing more than a clone of Mexico City. There's poverty, just horrific poverty. Crime is just rampant. There's a 20,000 member 18th Street gang there that also coordinates with the MS-13 gangs from El Salvador. It's third world momentum, and many Americans are simply fleeing Los Angeles because there's no chance to have a normal life there. It's unsafe for American citizens. Now let's just jump that by another 40 million people.
Well, I was talking to someone from the LAPD about a month ago, and he said there are parts of Los Angeles that the police won't go to.
Too scary.
They're afraid.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, MS-13 gang members will use police for shooting ducks. I mean, that's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. Pathological killers don't really care about anything other than their turf and their drugs and their tattoos. They're called the Marisela Truca 13, and these gangs are now operating in 33 states in the United States, and they're going to come to a city near you soon enough, and of course they're the ones that distribute all these $120+ billion worth of drugs coming out of Mexico. It really amazes me that a president of the United States can see this stuff going on, knows what's going on. Alberto Gonzalez, a card-carrying La Raza advocate, the Attorney General of the United States, along with this Johnny Sutton guy, then goes ahead and prosecutes two men who valiantly were serving on the border. And then you have the crime that's now in fruition in Los Angeles, and you've got really a general, Veragosa is a general for a Fox and Calderon of Mexico right now. And we're losing California as a state of the United States, and yet no one's blinking an eyeball.
Yeah, well, you know, in this MS-13, I was told that in order to get into the gang, you have to kill someone.
Kill somebody, right? exactly right.
God.
These people are really nasty. And so can you give me some of the mega traumas that you're going to see experienced there in California in just 43 years when it adds another 43 million people?
You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, you know, suppose there is reincarnation. We're really in trouble. I'm not going to be here. There'll be open crime in the streets. There already is.
Oh, my gosh.
It'll be so bad that there'll be whole parts of the city that no one can walk the streets at night or even in the daytime. It's just a disaster.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Byron Slater. You're listening to Connecting the Dots.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. This is your host, Frosty Wildridge. If you have a quick question for Byron Slater, call in at 1-800-313-9443. And also, make sure that you go to those websites that we talked about, MinutemanHQ.com. I'll be having Chris Simcox, the leader of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, on with me on Thursday night, just 2 days from now. And, of course, go to those websites, firecoalition.com, wehirealiens.com, numbersusa.com, and become a faxer and a phone caller, the social contract, fairus.org, alipac.us, carryingcapacity.org. And, again, make sure you go to newswithviews.com and all the other websites that I talked about. And my own website, FrostyWildridge.com, where you can get a 26-point action letter that you can pass to all your friends. And the idea here is to create counter-critical mass and also support and be a part of SaveAmericaFund.com, with the big trucker strike that is coming up on April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. One of the last things that we're having, we've got Jim in Texas. Byron, we're going to go to Jim in Texas. He has a question. Jim, do you have a question for Byron Slater?
Well, more of a statement than a question, because you gentlemen have explained the situation rather well, but you haven't explained what must be done, because the time is, this is Lexington and Concord in 1775. This is the American trucker, who's the only people that actually have any power right now. Mm-hmm. The American public has no power. The American trucker does.
If the American truckers would
get together and shut down this country for 1 week, we could stop this. But it has to be the truckers to do it, because everything moves by truck. At one stage of the game, everything always moves by truck.
All right. Byron, you want to speak to that?
I'd like to urge all the truckers to come to Washington April 21st through the 26th. Come bring your truck. Come and put a big sign up there. This may be your last chance to make a statement that might save this country.
It is their last chance, and the time is running out, because once you allow anywhere from 10 to 20,000 Mexican truckers into this country, the game is over, as far as I'm concerned. It's over.
Can you imagine the impact of 1,000 18-wheelers coming down Constitution Avenue or Pennsylvania Avenue?
Oh, well, that's what we're doing. You know, and, Jim, one of the things, make sure when you go to SaveAmericaFund.com, I'm already getting offers by big-top radio hosts, and I hope to get this thing all the way up to Lou Dobbs, because the one thing is, as a former trucker myself and still carrying a CDL, I can jump into any rig right now and start working for any company. This is the last hurrah, because if these Mexican truckers come in, whether it's 10,000 or 20,000 and even more, given enough time, you're going to see the slaughtering on the highways of American motorists. You're going to have a slaughtering of the jobs of American truckers. You're going to have a degrading of the standards of America's trucking associations. You're going to see employers are going to just simply crucify American truckers. And so I stand with you on that. And as a trucker myself, I appreciate exactly what you're saying.
I would like to make one more statement that the American trucker right now...
Let's get the Teamsters behind this move. Let's go to Washington and let's tell them we're mad as hell and we aren't going to put up with it anymore.
All righty. Jim, one last comment before we got to go.
In a position of pay me now or pay me later with the old Fram oil filter.
You got it. Jim, thank you very much for talking this evening and bringing that up. Byron, thank you for being a part of Connecting the Dots tonight. Love to have you back at some time in the future.
Anytime. I'd love to come back.
Honor and a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, Byron Slater of California, writer, activist, and spokesman. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge. We'll see you Thursday night with Chris Simcox of the Minuteman Project. Looking forward. Good night and God bless. Seven.